Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischos Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
Today's shiur be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach is a Meseches Chulin Daf Kuf Beis. The daf begins discussing the Machlokes Tanoim, whether the Is of Eiv Menachai applies even to Behemot Tumeo. The sheet of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar is that even a Behemot Tumeo has an Is of Eiv Menachai. The Chachamim argue, and they say the Is of Eiv Menachai is only known by Behemot Tahira, not by Behemot Tumeo. And the Gemara says the Makor of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar is because we learn from the pasuk Leisoich Ala Nefesh Imabasa Kol Shat Mitzuva Al Domai At Mitzuva Leivorov, and therefore even Behemot Tumeo or Yimitzuva Al Domai that Yimitzuva Aleivorov. And the Gemara continues, and the Gemara asks a Shaila. The Gemara says that Bishlam Lekund Rabbi Elazar, who heals Enes Echal Alisa, we understand why you need the Pasuk. Because without a Pasuk, we would have said, since it's already Osbe Behemoth Meir, then the second Is of Eiv Menachai won't be Chal. But according to Yehuda, just like he holds it by Gid Anoshe, the halacha is that the Is of Gid Anoshe is Chal even by Behemoth Meir. And the reason was, we learned in the Fkufamut Beis, because Yehuda says, it has a din of an Is Chomo, since it was Noeg already with Zman Bnei Yaakov, that gives it a Maila of being an Issur Chomor, and an Issur Chomor according to Rabbi Yehuda is Chal al Issur. Therefore, asks the Gemara, so too the same principle should apply over here. The Avada, the Issur of Eiv Menachai should be Chal on Behemot Tumeah, because the Issur of Eiv Menachai is one of the Shem Bnei Noach. So it has a Maila of Issur Chomor, and Issur Chomor according to Rabbi Yehuda is Chal al Issur. Why then do we need the Pasuk of Loisoich Chal Nefesh Imabasar? And the Gemara answers, and a Chanami. Avada Kun Rabbi Yehuda, you take a don't need the Pasuk, because it's Chal either way, because Isu Chomu is Chal al Isu. That what we quoted the Pasuk was only to be Masvir Shittas Rabbi Elazar, who he argues, and he says that Isu Chomu is not Chal al Isu Kal. And therefore, we need the Pasuk to teach us that over here, the Yotz Min HaKal, the Gzeres HaKosuv, that the Isu of Eiv Menachai is Chal even on a Behemot Tumeah. The place in Sin Samach Beis asks from this Gemara Kasha on the Shittas Rambam. The Rambam says in Perek Tes Milchus Malachim Malach Yud Aleph that even though a Bnei Noach is also an Eiv Menachai, that's only on an Eiv Menachai from a Behema Uchaya. Says the Rambam Yiroi Li that the Eiv Menachai from an Oif is Mutter to a Ben Noach. Soon we'll see where the Makor of the Rambam is. But ask the Blasi, if so, it comes out that that what Ben Noach is also an Eiv Menachai is only on Behema and Chaya. And only on Behemah and Chaya is the Issa Eiv Menachai and Issa Chomor. But the Issa Eiv Menachai from Oifos, which is also Yisrael, they don't have the smile of Issa Chomor, because not Osam Bnei Noach. If so, asks the place here that according to the Rambam, what's the Gemara's Kasha on Rabbi Yehuda? Why do you need a Pasuk? You anyway have a mile of Issa Chomor, Chalal Issur. Maybe we need the Pasuk to explain to us why the Issa of Eiv Menachai will be Chal on Oif Tomei. Where there, since it's Mutal Bnei Noach, so you don't have this Maila of Issa Chomor. And then the question would come back, why is the Issa of Eiv Menachai Chal on Oif Tomei? And maybe that's why Rabbi Yehuda needs the Pasuk to teach us that the Issa of Eiv Menachai is Chal even on Oif Tomei. Hagam over there, you should really say Ein Issa Chal al Issa. So this is a kash on the Rambam Shitta who holds that the Eiv Menachai is only also the Bnei Noach on Behemah and Chaya, not on Oifus. So the place he answers is Kasha, Al Pi Toysos over here in Dibra Maskel Ki Itzruch Le Belozo. Toysos asks the Kasha in the Gemara that it's Mashma, that the Is of Eiv Menachai being Chal on Behemoth Tumeo is a question of Ein Issa Chal al Issa. Ask Toysos that according to the man Do Amma in the Gemara who holds that Behemoth B'chayeo Leivar Mimedes, that right from the beginning of the late of the Behemoth, there's already immediately Chal and Is of Eiv Menachai. If so, it comes out that the Is of Behemah Tumeo and the Is of Eiv Menachai are both Chal B'Vas Achas. As soon as the Behemah is Yoytz L'Avir Olam, it's now Chal on it the Is of Behemah Tumeo and the Is of Eiv Menachai. Why then is the question of Is of Chal Issa? It's Is of B'Vas Achas. And we know there's a man Domo who holds that Isurim B'Vas Achas are both Isurim Achal, like we had in Kuf Aleph Amud Beis. So Toysos answers the Yeshleima, the Isur Tumah Kodim. Says Toysos, that no, the Issa of Tumah comes before the Issa of Eiv Menachai. Why? Because like we had in the Fkuchum in the base, when we were discussing over there the Issa of Gid Anoshe being Chal on Behemoth Tumeah, and that the Gemara also had this question that the Chayra, the Issa of Gid Anoshe, is Chal B'Vas Achas on Behemoth Tumeah, and the Gemara says that no, because the Isur Gidanoshe is only Chal when it's Niskashru Eivorov Begidov, at a later stage, whereas the Isur Behemet Meo is Chal Mitchilas Yitzirosoi. Says Tosafot over here as well. The Isur of Tumah comes before, because the Isur Ibn Achai has to wait till a stage which is called Niskashru Eivorov Begidov. And that's why it says Tosafot, that's the question over here of Ibn Achai, is a question of Ein Isur Chal Al Isur. Says the place here, this question of Tosfos is only going to be by Behemus and Chayas. That's why you can say that the Issa of Behemut Meo, which is Chal right Mitchilas Ha'itzira, is Chal before the Issa of Ibn Achai. But says the place here, by Oifos things are going to be different. Why? Says the place here, because by Oifos we know, before the Issa of Oif Tome is Chal, there's already an Issa of Sheretz Oif, so long as we have the Beitza of the Oif, and the oif is growing up inside that beitza, the froyach is growing in the beitza. At that point in time, there's no is of oif tome. There's an is of sheretz oif. The is of oif tome is only chal when the froyach, when the chick comes out, the avir oilam, when it comes out the shell of the egg, only then is it chal, the is of oif tome. But before that, you have a different is of sheretz oif, says the place he. When the froyach comes out, at that stage, it's ready in iskashe vore begidov. And therefore, says the place, it comes out that when the froyach comes out, the bir oilam, both isurim, the isur of eved menachai and the isur of oif tomei, are both chal v'asachas. Bish going about behemon chayo, but there's no beitza there. So the isur of behemot meo is right from the beginning of the yitzir of the creation of this behemot meo. Whereas the isur of evorim is only chal, it's niskashu evorim begidov. Whereas by oifus, where until the egg hatches, you have isur of sheretz oif. And the Isav Oif Tomei is only Chal when the Freyach comes out of Avir Oilom. So then, both Yisurim Chal V'Vasachas. If so, says the Pesi. That what the Gemara over here needs a Posuk to go and tell us that the Isav Eiv Menachai is Chal on Behemot Meo. You only need the Posuk to teach us that Chal on Behemot Chayo. Because that's when you would say without the Posuk, Ein Isur Chal Al Isur. And you need the Posuk to be Mechadosh to us that it is Chal Al Isur. Whereas Be'oifus, you anyway don't need the pasuk, because by oifus both isurim chal v'asachas, and now we have the gemara kufal from base, but v'asachas the isurim are both chal, and that's why I said the place. That's the teretz to the Rambam. What was the kash in the Rambam? Why didn't the gemara say that maybe you need the pasuk for oifus? Where there is no isur chamur, the teretz is because oifus lekulam the isurim chal, because it's v'asachas. The whole question of the gemara was only on behema and chayo. Where there it's a question of ein isur chal al isur, and that's why we may have needed the pasuk. That's what the Gemara asked, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, since it's an Issur Chamur, therefore you don't need the Pasuk, because even without the Pasuk, the Issur Chamur is Chal on the Issur Kal. That's how the Plesi answers his Kasha on the Rambam. Now let's go and discuss a Shtigl, this Mechudah Shtigl Shit of the Rambam. The Rambam, as we said, says in Perek Tes, Halach Yud Aleph, Yiro'eli She'ein Ben Noyach Nerag Al Eivim Menachai Shaloif. That even though there's Issur of Eivim Menachai for Bnei Noyach, but that only applies to Behemo and Chayo and not to Oif. So the Rav of Ofenor, the Rav is Masak of the Rambam, Behechat Heisa. Where do we learn such a chiluk from? And he says, surely there's a Tol Soif over here in the Rambam. And the Rambam doesn't mean to say it's Din on Oif. The Rambam means to say that the Shrotzim have no Issa of Eiv Menachai. And that's how we have a Makar, it's Taka Gemara early on, Daf Nun Zayin, but the Gemara says that on Shrotzim there's no Issa of Eiv Menachai. Just the Noisa Kalim in the Rambam, the Radvaz and the Kesef Mishnah, Matmiya. Because if that's what the Rambam means, why is he writing Yiro'eli? Yiro'eli is mashmat his own private chiddush. If he means shrotzim, it's a mafurish gemara. From here, the mechiyach, not like the Rabbi, the Rabbah, the Rambam, there's no Tol Seifa, and the Rambam taki means to say a special chiddush, that an oifus attack a different, and an oifus there's no ist of Eivim Menachai. Just the question is, where's the makor? So the Radvaz and the Migdal Oiz have a very similar idea how to explain the Rambam. And they say, since the Makor of the Isra Ibn Achai is learned from the Pasuk, which says, Lo Soichal Nefesh Ima Bosar. So it's mashma that Isra Ibn Achai is only on something which is called Bosar. And they say we find two sugyas in Shas, which says that maybe the Bsar of Oif doesn't have a din of Bosar. One is over here later on in Chulin Daf Kuf Dalet. But there, the shit of Rabbi Kiva is that the Issa of Bosor of the Cholov applies only to the Basar of Behemon Chayo. But Bosor, according to Rabbi Kiva, does not have a din of Bosor. That's one sugya. Another sugya is the sugya Nadorim, where the Gemara says, Hanoidim Renav Osor, then according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, he's Mutter Bebsar Oif. Because Besarot does not have a din of Basar. If so, they say, the Rambam understands that since the Isra of Eva Menachai is only Basar, and therefore Besarot, which doesn't have a din of Basar, is Mutar Livnei Noach, because Besarot does not have a din of Basar. So the Shaila is, if so, so just like for Bnei Noach, it doesn't have a din of Basar, if so, for Yisrael as well. And for Yisrael, Avadat Aloch is that Eva Menachai is Asar, but Behema, Bechai over Oif. So what's the chilin between Bnei Noach, where Besarot is not Basar, and by Yisrael, where Besarot does have a din of Basar? So the Ritvaz himself says that the chilin is like this, that Avadat Ladina, the Gav Hilchus Nadarim, we paskin not like Rav Shimon Gamliel, and we paskin that Noidim and Abbasar is also the Besarot, and if we do consider Besarot to be Basar, and if just like the Gav Nadarim we hold, Besarot is Basar, so to the Gav Ibn Achai as well. And that's why for Yisrael we paskin Besarot is Basar, both the Gav Nadarim and the Gav Ibn Achai. But the Ben Noach, he always has the right to go and say, Kimli, like Rav Shimon Gamliel, he can say, I don't paskin like the Pesach that you paskin, like the Tana that said the Pesach is Basar. I want to paskin like Mishum Gamliel, and according to Mishum Gamliel, since Pesach is not Basar, if so for me, says the Goy, who I paskin like Mishum Gamliel, I want to have an Issa of Eitman Achai on Oifus. That's how the Rabbaz explains the chiluk between a Ben Noach who can say Kimri Kim Mishum Gamliel, and Yisrael who we paskin, Hanoidim and Abasar is us even a Pesach. The Leith Arya says something else. The Leith Arya says, and Chanaba, really, just like a Ben Noach, we passed him for Ben Noach that Psalif is not boss of the Gav Ibn Achai, so too, really, the Halacha should be the same by Yisrael. But by Yisrael, we have another Makor which teaches us that even Psalif is Asa. Why? Because just like we find in our Gemara that we say, Kol Shat Mitzuba al Domo at the Mitzuba al Ivarov. This is the Pasuk which is written to Gav the Ibn Achai, Le Achabat and Taira. And if so, says the Leiv Ari, Enachanaba, for a Goy, who for him the Issa is Basar, it's only Basar which is Psar Behem on Chaya, not Psaroth. But for Israel, we learn out Kol Shatam Mitzuba al Domoy Akam Mitzuba Levarov. And since the Oif is also Mitzuba al Domoy, so that's also a type of Issa, that the Oif is also Mitzuba Levarov. And that's why Dafka Israel has the Issa of Eid Menachai on Oif. Even though this drush is a drush which an algamo with dash and only behood and rebelosa, and we don't pass like them, we pass like the Chachamim. Vice versa, the Levari, the Chachamim also moida that to this drush. They just don't hold of it, but again, they didn't have the Hemachar Tmeim. But the Gaba, using this pasuk as the Makur to Asa, Oif, with Eiv Menachai, the Chachamim also moida. So that's the Makur, according to these Achrayim, for the Shit of the Rambam, that Oif is not Nichlal, the Issa of Eiv Menachai for Ben Noach. So the Plesi, in the same Simon, Simon Samach Beis, brings the Gevaldige Raya to the Rambam. His Raya is like this. We find later on in the Amud over here that there's a third shit in the Tanoim. Rav Meir holds that the Issa of Eiv Menachai for Yisrael is only on a Behema Tahira. So the Chachamim hold it's on Behema and Chaya Tahirin. And Rav Yehuda Rav Loza holds Bein Tahirin, Bein Tmeim. But Rav Meir holds that the Issa is only on Behema Tahira. But the Gemara continues and says that's only about the for Yisrael. But Ben Noach, Tivrei HaKoil, he's also both on Tmein and Tahira. Now, says the place like this. Tosfos early on in the Flamet Gimel Amud Aleph asks a kasha on this shit of Rav Meir. He asks that the Gemara then Flamet Gimel Amud Aleph says that the halacha is that what happens if Yisrael did the shechit on a Behema and he took out the Bnei Me'ayim whilst the Behema was still Mefarcheses? So even though really, Be'etzim, for Ben Noach, this has a din of Eiv Menachai, because so long as the Behemah hasn't fully died, then the Eiv is Eiv Menachai. But still, since the Gabi Yisrael, La Locha is, that after Shechita has a din of Maize, and therefore for Yisrael it's Mutter, then we have a cloud. The cloud tells us, Lechem Midi, to Sharli Yisrael, V'Asul Ben Noach. It can't be that this Ben Me'ayim should be Mutter Yisrael, because for Yisrael it already has a din of Le'ach HaMisa, and for Ben Noach, you have din of Eiv Menachai. That can't be. And therefore, since for Yisrael it's Mutter, therefore for Ben Noach it's also Mutter. As Tosfos, now, L'chaira, over here from the Shit of Rav Meir, we're going to have the same kasha, because according to Rav Meir holds that the din is that Ben Noach is also an Eiv Menachai, both by Behema Tahira and by Behema Tumeo. Whereas for Yisrael, the halacha is, it's only Asa on a Behema Tahira. But a Chaya Tahira is Mutter. What happened to the cloud of Lechem Midi, the Shor Yisrael, Vasil Ben Noach. Here we have a case where Chaya, according to Remeya, there's no Isabeh Ben Achai for Yisrael, whereas for Ben Noach, there is an Isabeh Ben Achai. How is this going to go with the cloud of Lekamidi, the Shor Yisrael, Vasil Ben Noach? So Tosef there answers, and Tosef says that the halacha of lekamidi the shor Yisrael is only when it's completely mutter. So Tosef over here, enachanam, there's no is of eidim and achai for Yisrael as far as eidim and achai b'chaya. There's another issa. The issa is we learn from the pasuk v'zavachto, but there's a mitzvah of the Yisrael to go along and do zvicha before he goes and eats the behem, the boss of the chaya, and therefore the eidim and achai enachanam will have the issa of eidim and achai, but you'll have a different issa. You'll have an issa of not allowed to eat the boss of Chayim before you do Shechita. That's why it's not considered Shor Yisrael. That's the place answer the Kasha. Says the place here, that's very nice for Chayim. What are we going to do for Oif? Especially for Chayim, we can go and say that even though there's no Issa Eid Ben Achai, we have another Issa. We have an Issa that's also going for Shechita because there's a mitzvah to go and do Shechita. But Oif, we know there's Vand Omer holds that there's a shita on the Chav Zayin who says that ein shchita la'oif min ha-Torah. There's no din b'chalal to go to shchita min ha-Torah on oif. If so, by oifus we're going to have this kasha. How can Reb Meir go and say that halacha is that oif is asur for Ben Noach and is mutter for Yisrael? I lekem midi the shor Yisrael v'asur Ben Noach. So how can a man go and say there's only an issa of Eid Ben Achai by Yisrael, only by Behema, not by Chai and Eifus? If so, how can it be also Ben Noach? So Mishle Mechaya, we have to use his terence. But for Eifus, we don't have this terence, because by Eifus, there's no Shechita B'chalal Ben HaTorah. Says the place here, Bal Korchach, it's Muchach over here, the Rameya holds that there's no issa of Eid Ben Achai for Eif, even with Ben Noach. That's why it's Muchach. And the reason is going to be, like the Migdalois and the Rizvaz wanted to go and say, because that's not considered the Bistar Oif, and therefore says the place, it's just like a contrary male of Vimrechiach, that there's no Issa Be'ev Menachai and Oif, because otherwise it wouldn't be Shaykh to go and say it's Mutav Yisrael and Osir Ben Noach, and Bal Kochach, it's Muchach, that there's no Issa Be'ev Menachai for Oif at all, even for Ben Noach. If so, even according to the Chachomim, who don't hold like Rameya, it's Muchach, and they're also going to agree to this point that there won't be any Issa Be'ev Menachai for Oif. That's the place he's right to the Rambam. So Rabbi Kveiga in Gilin Shulchan Aruch in Yeridus in Chav Zayin is matmiya on the place he. And he says, firstly, the Gabbad Ikah Hanocha, which the place he needs a chronim understanding, that there's no Issa at all for a Ben Noach to have Eben Achayev Oif. He says, he doesn't understand. It's Mefurash Gemara by us, further down the Amud, that there is an Issa of Eben Achayev Oif. Why? Because the Gemara Ba'as goes along and brings the Mishnah in Tyrus, where the Mishnah says, "Ochal eiver min hachay mimeno, soifir garboim, ve'ein shchitu metar oso." So here we're clearly talking about the din of an oif tomei, and it says, if you ochal eiver min hachay mimeno, since it's an oif tomei, so this Mishnah goes like the Chachamim, there's no malchus, because there's no issa for Yisrael to go and have eiver min hachay from oif tomei. But continues the Mishnah and says, ve'ein shchitu metar oso. And the Gemara here explains that this means that as far as the Ben Noach is concerned, even though by an oif tahor, when you do shchita, the halach is that's metahir midday v'isvei v'menachai, because as soon as you've done a shchita, the halach is, since for Yisrael it's considered mace, so too for a Ben Noach as well, it's considered mace, but that's only by an oif tahor. By an oif tomei, where there is no shchita, so even if you'll do a shchita, the shchita won't be moitzi the evorim from isvei v'menachai, and there'll still be an isvei v'menachai. So it's mefurish over here that the Gabba Ben Noach, that's the Gemara's mouth over here, we're talking about the Gabba Ben Noach, there's an Issa Be'ev Menachai Ba'ev Tomei. Says Rikwegi, he doesn't understand how the place in the other Achronim can read this Gemara. Elomai, Bal Chorchot, it's Muchach, says Rikwegi. Either that you hold like the Raibad, that the Ram is the Tosef and it means Shemetz, or you hold like the Kesef Mishnah, where the Kesef Mishnah understands in the Rambam that Rabbada there is an Issa Be'ev Menachai even by Ev Tomei. All the Rambam means to go and say that there's no din of Yehoreg. That means, even though normally we know the halacha is that Bnei Noach as Horoson Zui Misoson, and anything that's also for Ben Noach, that itself is a Chiyuv Misa, the Rambam understands, like I'm an Issa of Oifus, there's a Chiluk, there's an Issa Achila of Eivim Menachai, and there's no Din Misa, and that's why the Mishnah over here, which says, the Ein Shechit Matayres, is talking about the Issa of Eivim Menachai. That's one kasha which Rebbe Kveiga asks on the shit of the place in the Achronim will hold, there's no issue at all of Eiv Menachai for Oif. Secondly, says the Rukvega, the Gabon Ikaraya, which the place he brings from Ramea, he says he doesn't understand. Maybe the reason, Elchanama, let's say the place is Taka right, and in Ramea it's Taka Muchach, that Aloch is that there's no issue of Eiv Menachai by Oif. Says Rukvega, but maybe the reason why there's no issue of Eiv Menachai is good because of the time of Mir Committee. That since according to Ramea, Ramea holds that the issue of Eiv Menachai by Yisrael is only Gabon Behemo. And a chayor, like Twist Lamed Gimel Dalov says, chayor is not considered shari because it has a chiyuv to go to shchita. But by oif, since there is no shchita, according to Mandom who holds, ain't shchita loif min haTorah. Therefore, according to Rameah, he's going to say that since for Israel it's muta, therefore me a committee is going to go and tell you that what is a benoyach it's muta. It's the same idea like Gimel Dalov says, that you can be maichil to a benoyach and the eiv which you took out to shchita, mikoyach to me a committee. But that's only contra mea, because according to the Chachamim, who the Chachamim hold the halacha is, that there is an Isra Eiv Menachai for Yisrael, both by Oif and Behema and Chaya. Therefore, according to the Chachamim, there's no time in me committee. And therefore, how can the place you go and say that just like a contra mea, there's no Isra, what then according to the Chachamim? Maybe only contra mea goes up because of the time in me committee, that's why there's no Isra, whereas the Lidan would pass like the Chachamim, who the Chachamim hold that for Yisrael, Behem Chai and Oif, there's an Isra Eiv Menachai. But Abadah, there would be an Isra Ben Noach as well. That's why the Maskar of the Kuyag is, he argues with Placey and he says from Al Gomorrah's Muchach, very stark, that Abadah is an Isra Eiv Menachai, even for Ben Noach, by Oif as well. And the Rambam just means to go and say that there's an Isra, but there's no Chiyav Misa. The Gemara continues at the bottom of the Amud, and the Gemara says, Omar Rav, Eiver Menachai Tzorach Kazais, my time Achilak Sivabei. Rav is mechadish to us that to be over the is of Eiv Menachai is only when you're oichel kezais. So Rashi over here in Dibur HaMaschel Eiv Menachai Tzorach kezais, Bavoran's the obvious shaila, what's the chiddush of Rav? Kol isur mishibat Torah, any isur achila, is always a shir kezais. Why is it that Rav has to single out and speak about Eiv Menachai to tell us a chiddush that Eiv Menachai you're only over when you have a kezais? So Rashi tells us a teretz. Rashi says that especially by Eiv Menachai, I would have had a hava mina that you're even poches mekezayis. That is because by Eiv Menachai, you're anyway over the isa of bosh menachai. There's two isurim like the Gemara tells us over here in Kuf Beis Amud Beis. And therefore, what's the chiddush of the isa of Eiv Menachai since you're anyway over the isa of bosh menachai? And therefore, I would have had a hava mina that the chiddush of Eiv Menachai is to teach you that you're over even in poches mekezayis. Kamashmal on Rav to tell us lafuke this haba mina that even this Eiv Menachai is only when you have a kezayis shalim. I bezoy the shaila taki is what's taki the chiddush of Eiv Menachai since you're anyway going to be oiv on bos menachai. For that the Gemara continues over here and Rashi explains at the bottom of the Amud in Dibba Maschel b'mashu bosu gidim atzomois that the chiddush of Eiv Menachai is that even when the shir of kezayis is made up of the bosu gidim v'atzomois. Where as far as the Isra of Basar Menachai, you wouldn't be chayev, because Gidin Vatomois doesn't have a din of Basar. And for that, the Chiddush of Eiv Menachai is that even when the Sheik Azayis is made up of Basar, Gidin Vatomois, you're still chayev. That's the Chiddush of the Pash of Eiv Menachai. So that's how Rashi explains to us what the Chiddush of Rav is, why we need the Pasuk of Achila to teach us that Eiv Menachai is only because Azayis. Tosfos on the Tzadik Vavum the base says a different pshat in the Gemara. He says the chiddush of Rav is because lulei the pasuk of achila, I may have thought just like we have over here in Amud Beis that somebody who eats an oiv tomei, then you're oiv even in pachas mekazayis, and that is because when you eat the oiv shalim, it has a din of a barrier. And a barrier has a chashivas that you're over even in pachis mekashir. So I may have thought, just like an oiv tome is a barrier and you're over in pachis mekashir, maybe an eiver menachai also has a din of an eiver shalim and would have the chashivas of a barrier and you'd be over even in pachis mekazayis. That's why Rav needs the pasuk of achila to teach us that no, eiver menachai, you always have to have a kazayis. And there's no din of barrier that says that you're over even in pachis mekashir. That's what Tosfos explains. So the Kveg over here comes to Masber to us, why Taka did Rashi not want to learn like Tosfos? Tosfos Pshat in the Gemara is a very glatter, gishmak Pshat, that we need the Pasuk of Achila to tell us that it doesn't have a din of a barrier. And the Kveg gives various Hezberim to be Masber the Machlekes Rashi Tosfos. His first hesber is like this. He says that the Gemara on the Tzadik Vov, there we find Gabad Isav Gid Anoshe, the Chachamim Shita is that if you eat a Gid Shalem, it has a din of a barrier, and you owe you even on Pachos Mekishir. Asks the Gemara, how do we explain the word Achila? So the Chachamim say that we need the word Achila to teach us that if somebody eats a Gid, but it's a large size Gid, and there's many Kizais in there, you may have had the Havamina, you only owe it when you have the entire Gid. So the Pasuk Achila comes to teach us that even when you have a miktsas min agid, so en chanam, you don't have a barrier, but so long as you have a shirv kezayis on a miktsas min agid, then you also over. So there's two oifanim according to Tosfos how to be over the is of gid anoshe. Either when you have a gid shalem, and that's even mepochis mekashir kezayis because of the din of barrier, or if you have a miktsas min agid, then you over even on a kezayis. Hagam, you don't have the whole kid. So Tosfos over there asks, just like the Gabi Gid Anoshe, we use the word Achila to tell us that even though you taka over with a gid, shalei pachis mekishir out of the din barrier, but the pasuk Achila we darshan to tell us that when you have a miktsas min a gid, then you're over so long as you have a shir kazais. If so, how does Rav over here know to use the word achila l'gabe, the isv eiv ben achai, to tell us there's no din barrier? Maybe we need the pasuk to tell us that when you have a miktsas min ha'eva, b'shir kazais, then you're over. And you need the pasuk to be mechadash to us that you don't dafka have to eat the eiva sholim, just like l'gabe gidan rashi, we use the word achila for that. And how does Rav know to go and tell us that there's no din barrier? So Tosfos answers the Gabbai, the Isav Eiv Ben Achai, where the Pasuk said, Lo Yishricha Al HaNefesh Im HaBosor, that the Isav is only when you have an Eiver Shalim. And that's why over here, it wasn't Shaykh to use the word Achila to be Mechadash to us, that you're Eiver when you have a Miktas Eiver B'Shir Kezayis. Because it's Taka not true. Because Taka Le Gabbai, the Eiver Ben Achai, you're only Eiver when you have a Kezayis, when you have an Eiver Shalim. And therefore, Bal Korchoch, Bales Brira says, Rav, what are we going to use the word Achila for? Bal Korchoch is coming to teach us that even when you have an Eiver Shalem, you're only Eiver when you have a Shir Achila. That's what Tosfos says on the Tzadik Vav. So it's Mavur and Tosfos, that Tosfos holds that the Is of Eiver Ben Achai is only when you have an Eiver Shalem. But a Miktas Eiver, even which has a Shir Gezayis, he won't be Eiver. Says the Mikveger, Rashi on the Kuf Gimel on the base argues. Rashi says that you're over the Is of Eiver Ben Achai even when you have a Miktas Eiver. So long as you have a Miktas Eiver which has a Kezayis, you're over even on a Miktas Eiver. If so, says the Mikveger, if we're going to say that Misvara, the din of Eiver Ben Achai should have a din of barrier, like Tosfos' understanding, then it's going to come back on Rashi, Tosfos' Kasha. And it will be shver, how does Rav know to go and use the Pasuk of Achila to go and tell us that you're only over an Is Eiver Ben Achai when you have a Kezayis? Why? Maybe if you have a Barrier Shleima, you're over even a Pachis Mekishir, and the Pasuk of Achila we need to go and teach you that you're over on Mitzvah Seiver, because Rashi Taka hold you are over on Mitzvah Seiver, so maybe we need the Pasuk of Achila for that. Bal Kocha says in Mikvega, from here, Rashi learned that it's Mucha, that it's Taka no din barrier by Eiver Ben Achai. And since there's no din barrier Eiver Ben Achai, we wouldn't need the Pasuk to go and tell us there's no din barrier. Because it's Pashit Misvara, there's no din barrier. Says Rikvega, the reason being. Because Rashi holds that Bishlein Gabbai Gid Anoshe, with the whole Issas with the Gid Anoshe, that is the whole Issas, that's why it has the din of a barrier. Hashin Gabbai Eiver Ben Achai, the whole Behema is also Leivar Eo. Not only one Eiver, it's every single Eiver of the Behema, which is also, and therefore you want to know where's the barrier. The barrier is the whole Behema. But each and every Eiver of the Behema doesn't have a Chashivas of Eiver. That's why Rashi holds that there's no tzad to go and say that there's a din of Beri by Eiver Ben Achai. And that's why Rashi explained the Pasuk of Achil, the Pasuk which Rav says, Achil Eksivbe, is not that book of barrier, because there was Takano Such Habamina. It was only that we may have thought that the din of Eiver Ben Achai is a chinish of a boss Ben Achai, Teres Pachas Mekishir. And that's why we need Rav to go and tell you that no, Eiver Ben Achai, you're only over with a shear of Kezayis. That's the first hesber which Rabbi Kveger gives, telling us that Rashi and Tosfos over here are lishtosayu legabe the din of miktas Eiver Ben Achai. Rabbi Kveger gives another hesber, and it's also machlekes Rashi Tosfos lishtosayu, because the Rishonim on the Tzadik Vav ask, why is it taka that some Yisurim we find have a dinner barrier. The Marshal, or Yiftomei, or Shratzim, or even Evim Nachayah, according to Tosfos, there the halacha is when you have Pachis Mekishir, it has a mile of barrier and you're over even a Pachis Mekishir. Whereas other Yisurim, the Marshal Nevela, the halacha is we find the Gemara on base. Even when you eat an even Oif Sholim, which is mace. So you had really the whole berry of Nevela. Afal Pikein, the halacha is, if you don't have a gezeis, you won't be over. And the Rishonim Oymed, what's the halacha? Why is it sometimes we do say berry and sometimes we don't say berry? The Rishonim say that the chiluk is like this. Anytime we find an Isser in the Torah, where if we would be machalik the Isser, let's take Gid Anoshe. The Torah said this, Osset go need Gid Anoshe. If you take the Gid, and you cut the gid in half, you take a chilik of the gid, this no longer has the din of gid anoshe, it's only a miktsas min hagid. Since it's miktsas min hagid, so we find that there's a chashivas to the shleimus of the gid. And if so, that chashivas makes it also even pachis mekishir. Same goes for oif tomei. The chashivas of oif is only when it's sholim. When it's nechlak, it no longer has that chashivas. Therefore, that's why, so long as it's sholim, it has a chashivas of beria. Mashenka the gabba nevela, say the Rishonim, there, the Shem Nevela doesn't speak about the shleimus of a Nevela. Every chatich of a Nevela is also just as much Nevela. And if so, there's no chashivas to the shleimus of a Nevela, and that's why over there, it does not have a din of a barrier. That's what Tosfos says on the Sadeh Vav Amud Aleph, and many other Rishonim. Rashi, over here on the base on base, seems to understand that even Nevela would also have a din of a barrier. Just what? Just Rashi says, that since Nevela isn't awesome at Chilas Briyosoi, that's why it doesn't have a din of a barrier. So it's Mavoin Rashi, says Rik Vega, that the Shem barrier isn't about the way the Torah calls the Issa, like the other Rishonim understanding, that it's about the Shem Issa of Oif Sholem or of a Gid Sholem. Rashi seems to understand even Nevela would really have a din of a barrier. Says Rik Vega, Bal Karchor, we see over here that Rashi understand that the Chashivas of Beri is when we have a Dovar Choshuv. So when we have a Behema Shleima, that has a din of a barrier. And that's why Rashi understands that even Vela, where you to have a Behema Shleima or an Oif Sholim, then we'd understand that has a din of a barrier. Just granted, Rashi says that it doesn't because it's not with Chilas Briyosai. If so, says Rik Vega, Rashi understood, if we're going to say, like Tosfos in the Sadeh Vav says, that Evim and Achai would have a din of a barrier, and according to Rashi, this would mean because there's a chashivas to an Aver. An Aver is a Dovah Choshev. If so, even when you have an Aver of an Oiv Tomei, you should also be Chayev. Because if according to Rashi, the Kvius, the way we decide that it's called a barrier, is because of the chashivas of the Aver itself, like we find that Gabba the Nevela Shleima, Rashi says, since it's the whole Oif or the whole Behema, that gives a Chashivas, and that was given a Shem barrier, if not for the fact that it's not the Mitchilas B'Riyasai. So had Aver had a dinner of a Dover Choshuv, and it would have a dinner of a barrier, then even if somebody eats an Aver of an Oif Tomei, it would also be Chayev, because this is a Dover Choshuv. From here we see, says Rik Vega, that Rashi held, it's mochach from the fact that by oif, tomei, you're not oiver nor aver. From here we learn that an aver doesn't have this chashivas. And dafkan oif sholim or behemo shleimo, they have the chashivas of beria, and that's where you chayv even a pachas megishir. Mashing an aver doesn't have a dover chashiv. So here again, Rik Vega is teaching us that the machalikas over here in Rashi Tos in Al Sugya, what the chiddush of Rav is totally on the machlokes Rashi Tosfos Dosayu, what's the Shem barrier? According to Tosfos, the Shem barrier is about the Loshna Posuk. Whenever the Posuk uses a Loshna of something, which is because of its Shleimus, that's when the Aloch is as a din of a barrier. Mashenki Man Nevela, where the Shem Nevela applies even to a Mikzas too, that is no din barrier. But Rashi argues, and therefore Rashi the Shitosayu holds that even a Vela would have had a din of a barrier. Rashi holds that if we're going to say an Eva would have a din of a barrier, then he'd be chayav every time when you have an Eva over every Issa. And since Avad al-Aloch is not like that, from here we learn that an Eva doesn't have this chashivas of a barrier. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, "Kedamar Rav Nachman b'mashu b'basa gidim atzomayis." That even according to Rav holds that the is of Eidman Achai, you're only over when you have a kezayis. But like Rashi explains, there's a chiddush in the is of Eidman Achai more than basam Achai, because as far as the is of basam Achai, you're only over when you have a kezayis sholeim of basam Achai. Whereas the Gabe Eidman Achai, even if the kezayis is made up of basar gidim atzomayis, where gidim atzomayis are really things which are not really royal achila. Afal b'kein, the Torah was machadish l'gaba even menachai, that the gidim atzomos are mashlim the shir, and with all three together, you'll be over the issa of even menachai. And Rashi expresses and says, d'lahochi palginu kra. That's the whole nafka minna we have of even menachai over bosom menachai. Now that's all very good, l'gaba the issa of bosom menachai, and Eid Menachai, the Gabbai B'nai Yisrael, that we have enough commitment between Basar Menachai and Eid Menachai, when you have a Kezayis, which is made up of Basar Gidim Atzomais, you don't have the Isra of Basar Menachai, because you don't have Kezayis Shalayim, but you do have the Isra of Eid Menachai. Now the Rambam Per Tesmach, Malach Malach Yudalef writes, that just like by Yisrael, there's Isra of Basar Menachai and Eid Menachai, so too the Gabbai B'nai Noach as well, there's Isra of Basar Menachai and Eid Menachai. Now the Gabbai B'nai Noach, there, the Achronim ask, what's the nafkamina of the Issa of Eid Menachai? Since already you're over with Bos Menachai, and like B'nai Noach, there's no din of shiurim. So even a kol shu'a Bos Menachai, you're already over the Issa of Bos Menachai. And if so, the my nafkamina, the second Issa of Eid Menachai, this kasha, the Chasam Sof in Yeridah, Siman Ayin, brings that was asked by the Shagas Arya to his Rebbe of Nosson Adler. The Lagabe B'nai Noach, what's the nafkamina of the Isra of Eid Menachai? What's that going to add to us over the Isra of Bos Menachai? Now you can say the nafkamina is Lagabe B'Shoigig. What happens if he was a Shoigig on the Isra of Bos Menachai? That will still be over the Isra of Eid Menachai. Because Lagabe B'nai Noach, there is no such thing as Shoigig. However he does the Isra, you're over. And if so, since there's no din of shiurim, so with the smallest amount of Bos Menachai, as Horoson Zuhi Misoson, he's already Chayv Misa, and the fact that he continues to eat Gidim Atomis isn't going to add him anything, because Misi can only be Chayv once. And what's it going to be Moisif? So, Chasam Soif himself suggests, maybe the Nafkamina is Lagabe Pikuach Nefesh. As we know, the Halacha is, if somebody's an amount of Pikuach Nefesh, so he always do Hakal Hakal Tchilo. If he has a choice of eating two Isurim, he always goes for the chaticha, which has less issa. And if the guy over here is in a matzav pikuach nefesh, Ben Noach is in a matzav pikuach nefesh, and we can either give him a kezayis of bosa menachai, or we can give him an eiver menachai. So if we're going to give him the kezayis bosa, he'll only be over the issa of bosa menachai. Mashi ain't going to the kezayis over here, he's going to have gidim atzomois. So that has two isurim, both issa of bosa menachai and eiver menachai. So here's the nafkamina, that since we want to do our kalakal tchila, we'll give him just the kezayis of bosa and not the gidim atzomos. Just the Chasam Sofer writes that his shver b'kveig asked on him that the whole letter of pikuach nefesh we learn from the pasuk which says v'chay bohem v'lo yishyomos bohem. Now this pasuk is written in the Torah to Bnei Yisrael, so they are the heter of pikuach nefesh which is doicha kol haTorah kula. Mashenik in the gab of Bnei Noach, we don't have this heter, and mele there the gab of the sheva mitzvahs Bnei Noach will all say yehoreg v'al yavor, and if there's no heter b'chalal of pikuach nefesh, and if so, this nafkamina is not relevant. Mikveig himself in Psochem Chof Dalet also brings this kasha, also from the Shagas Arya, and he gives a different teretz. He says that since the Gabe, the Issa of Eid Menachai, we find Yo'iva even on Gidim Atzomois, Hagam that Gidim Atzomois are not really Roi L'Achila. And therefore, just like you're Chayav on the Gidim Atzomois, Hagam they're not Roi L'Achila, Huadim, you'll be Chayav Gabe, the Issa of Eid Menachai, even if you eat the Bosser itself, Shaloi Kederach Achilosom. And therefore, Lagabe, the Issa of Bosser Menachai, when you eat the Bosser Shaloi Kederach Achilosom, you will not be over. Like, just like all the Yisurim Shiva Torah, you're only over Kederach Achilosom. Masha'inkin, Legabed Isra Eid Menachai, just like we find on the Gidim Vatzom is Yochayev, Hagamet Shalei Kederach Achilosom, Hu Adin, you'll be over on the Bosa Shalei Kederach Achilosom. So here's the Nafkamina. If you eat Eiver with the Bosa Shalei Kederach Achilosom, here the Ben Noach will not be over the Isra Bosa Menachai, but he will be over the Isra of Eiver Menachai. Now, Rav Shachan Aviezer in Perek Tes Mehilchas Melachim asks on this Rabbi Kveger, and he says that when Rabbi Kveger takes on for a davar poshut that the gidim atzomos you're over
even Shalek Derech Achilosom, he says that's a big chiddush, because Pashtas, Enachanam, Bechon HaTorah Kula, the Gabbat Isav Gidim Atzomois, you're not over, because the Isav is only on Bosar, and Gidim Atzomois doesn't have a dinner of Bosar. Masha'en can the Gabbat Eivah, about this is also part of what makes the Eivah, you're over on the Gidim Atzomois, but that's only if you massacre in a way that it becomes Royal Achila. Then the Gidim Atzomois, which have now become Royal Achila, are mitzdarf to the Bosar, make up a Shir Kazais, for the Isav Eiv Menachai. But if you go along and eat the Gidim and Atzomois when Shalik Derech Achilosom, then Avada you're not Chayev. That's what Reb Shach Tain is, and he brings the Prima Godim, which is also Mavur like that. And therefore that one Rekweg seems to make an Anocha, that just like the Gidim and Atzomois you're Chayev for Shalik Derech Achilosom, who had in the Basa, he says, even on the Gidim and Atzomois, it's not true. You're only going to be Chayev if it's Kederech Achilosom. That's the first Tain which Reb Shach has on Rekweg. Then he asks and he says, even though Rabbi Kveger made the Hanoch and says, just like the Gidim Atzom is Yechayash Lirik Da'ach Achilosom, who had in Bosar, he says, that's Lachar Yotolui on the two Tzodim which we have over here in Chidush Rabbein Chaim Alevi Al Rambam. Rabbi Chaim declares, that what we find over here in the Gemara, that the Gidim Atzom is a mitzarev to make up the shear of a Kezayis V'Ev Menachai. Says the Yishlach Koyot, there's two ways we can understand this. Either the Havana is that since the Isva Eiv Menachai is the Isva of anything which is called an Eiver, and the Eiver is made up of three components, Basar, Gidim, and Atzomois, and therefore the Torah says the Halacha is your Eiver when you have all three together, Basar, Gidim, and Atzomois, in which case the Chefta of the Isva is Basar, Gidim, and Atzomois. That's what makes it the Din Eiver Menachai. The other side of Reb Chaim is that maybe Abada, even Gab Eiv Menachai, the Iker Issa is only on the Bosa, which is Royal Achila. The Gidim and Atom, which is only Exeris HaKosov, that it's Mitzaref, and it's Mashlim Nashir, but Abada, the Iker Issa is only the Bosa. And the Gidim and Atom is have a Chidush, that it's Mitzaref to make up the Shir of Gazais. Says Reb Chaim, what's the Nafkimina? We find the Rambam says that the Issa Bosa Gidim and Atom is, which you Oivan and Kazais, and the Gidim and Atom is a Mitzaref of the Shir, is only when the Gidim and Atzomois are still connected to the Basar, like it was when it was B'chaim. But what happens if an Eva came off, and you separated the Gidim and Atzomois from the Basar? Here the Rambam says, that the Halacha is, you won't be Eva if you have a Gidim and Atzomois mashlim to Shir of Kezayis. Only when it's Mamish Kibriyosoi, only it was Mamish as it was alive. Says B'chaim, if we're going to understand that the Ikis of Eva Menachai is on Basar Gidim and Atzomois, then what's the Nafkamina, whether it's Ketchilas Briyosai or not, just like when it was Ketchilas Briyosai, when it was as it was alive, it was Chal on the Gidim Atzomah, it's also the Isra Eid Menachai, so even now you separated it, why shouldn't we even start for the Shir of Kazais? It's all a Chalik of the Macholos Asurus of Eid Menachai, all three Chalokim, the Bosa, the Gidim Atzomah, are all a Chalik of the Isra, and why shouldn't we even start for the Shir? Elamai says, Ruchayim, from here we see that Avada the Ike Issa is the Issa Basa. And it was Nishadish that the Gidim and Atzomis can be Mitztarev to the Basa. So it says, Ruchayim, if so, it makes sense that when do we say the Gidim and Atzomis are Mitztarev to the Basa? That's only if from the very beginning they were Chelik of this Basa, then it was Nishadish taking Mitztarev to the Basa. Masha'inkin, if you take Gidim and Atzomis from a different Eiver and you stick it together with this Basa, then we don't look at that as being Mitztarev to the Basa. If so, says Reb Shach, since the Ike Issa of Eiv Menachai is the Basar, and the Gidim Atzomois was only Nischadosh, that's Mitztarev, Issa and Nechoy, the whole Anocha which Rekwege makes, that since we find the Gidim Atzomois you Oiv Shleik Derech Achilosom, who had in Basar, says Reb Shach, no, forget. The Ike Issa was Issa and the Basar, and about of that you have to have Derech Achilosom. It was a Chiddush that the Gidim Atzomois can be Mitztarev, but since that's not the Ike Issa, that's only Chiddush that's Mitztarev, therefore makes sense that the Basar, which is the Ike Issa, about you have to have Kederech Achilosom. The Gemara continues on Kuf Beis from the base and brings a memory of Rav that Ochal Tzipor Tehoira B'Chayeho Bekol Shuhu. If you eat a Tzipor when it's still alive, then the Shir to be over is Bekol Shuhu. So Rashi understands, we're talking about here the Gabbat Issa of Eiv Menachai. That's why the Gemara asks a steer of here to Rav, because here it's Mashma, that you're over the Issa of Eiv Menachai with the Kol Shuhu. But the Rambam, Pirk Dalet from Hilchos Macholos, Asuras Halacha Gimel, brings down this halacha, not the Gaba the Isra of Eiv Menachai, but the Gaba the Isra of Nevela, that when you eat a Tzipor Tehoira B'Chayeho, then you're over an Isra of Nevela. So the Magid Mishnah over there points out this Machalikus. The Rashi understands the Gemara is Eiv Menachai, and the Rambam is understanding Isra Nevela. And the Mishnah asks on the Rambam that the sugi is muchach, we're handling over here the Isra'i Menachai, because otherwise there's no kash on Rav. The whole kash on Rav is that how can Rav go and say you need the kizayis over here after the shir is kol shuhu? Whereas according to the Rambam, if over here we're talking about Gavad Isra Nevela, then it's no stira. So the Lech Mishnah, to answer this kashna, says the Abad of the Rambam is also moida that pshat in the Gemara over here is as the Isra of Eiv Menachai. Just as the Gemara continues and says that Mechayev, the Isra of Eiv Menachai, when you're eating a tzipor to Tahari B'chayel, is only if you hold Behema B'chayel Le'evarim Oimedes. And that's why you can already have your Oiv the Isra of Eiv Menachai even before your Toilish in Eiver. But the Rambam paskins like Rebbe. As the Klal is Halachic Rebbe Mechaveiroi, as the Rambam paskins in Perik Hemilchus Macholos Asuras, and therefore since the Rambam paskins that Behema B'chayel Lav Leivar Mimedes, therefore when you're eating a Sipur Tahir B'chayel, there's no way you can be over this Veiv Menachai, because the Baile there's no Ivarim, it's B'chayeho, and therefore the Rambam held that since you can't be Mechayev Al the Isser Veiv Menachai, L'chol HaPochus you can be Mechayev Al the Isser of Nevela. Just the Kasha is like the Ramach asks of then the Rambam, okay, there's no Isra'i Menachai, but how can it be Chayv Nevela? If the Tzipor is still alive, then there's no Mokav Nevela. The Isra'i Nevela is only in Achamisa. So the Rish Yosef answers this, Alpi the Gemara Makas Dapte Zayin. Where there the Gemara says, if you're Merastik Tishon Nemalim, and you brought one Nemalachayo, and that Nemalachayo was Mashlim the Shir of Nemalim to Kazayis, then you're over Mishum Nevela. So Rashi says, why are you even a veila? But this Namala is Chaya. Says Rashi, because since whilst you're being Boilea, then this Namala which is Chaya is about to die. And therefore that's why you're Chayev on this Namala Chaya with the Nevela, because B'Shas B'Liosoi, it's going to die. So Rabbi Kumeg over there on the Gemara in Gilin HaShas asks on Rashi, that if Rashi is teaching us that B'Shas B'Liya you're Chayev with the Nevela, if so, why in Chulinkov, base on base now Gemara, does Rashi say when you oichel tzipor tohoir b'chayeho that you oichel tzipor b'chayeho? If we say that whilst you're eating it's going to die, that gives you a chiv nevela, if so over here as well, you should be chayeho din nevela. Answers in the Kivega that there's a difference between the chius of a nemala and that of the bird. The chius of a nemala is so shvach that whilst you're being boiled it's going to die, and the red b'shas tachila is considered you being oichel nevela. Whereas the chiyus of an oif, which is stronger, then it's not going to die straight away. And therefore, b'shas ta'achil, it's still chayo. That's why you can't be chayo as nevela, you'll only be chayo as eiv menachai. But the Rish Yosef says that according to the Rambam understands that just like Rashi said, l'gabe nemolo, you're chayo as nevela on the achil of a nemolo chayo, because it's dying with your achila, the Rambam doesn't differentiate between nemolo and oif, and he holds the oif as well. Once you're eating, it's going to die. And therefore, that's why you're chayo midin nevela. That's the Rosh Yosef's Mahalach in the Rambam. Reb Chaim, on this Rambam, in Perek Dalet Hilchos Machos Sus Halacha Gimel, he says Pshat in the Rambam, that the reason why the Rambam says Yochayim din Nevela, is because the Rambam here is talking about when you have a Nekuvas Aveshet. We're talking about an oif which already has a din Nevela Machayim. The Rambam Shitta is that when you have a Behemoth which is Nekuvas Aveshet, it already has an Issa Nevela Machayim. And even though it's very sosum, like the Chaznish asks in Gileonis, that the Rambam doesn't mention anything about this, but Reb Chaim understands that the Rambam over here is talking about a nevela mechayim. So we have two malchim. According to Rosh Yosef, the reason why you chayv as nevela is because since within the course of your achila is going to die, you chayv as achilas nevelas. Whereas Reb Chaim's understanding, from the Kinta and the Rambam, that the reason why you chayv as nevelas is because hocha b'mayaskinon be'oif shehu nekuvas aveshet. So since he already has the din of a nevela mechayim, that's why you chayv mishum nevela. However, we learn Pshat in the Rambam is still very shver. Because in our sugya it's mevuah that what the Brisa says b'kol shu means the mashu boso gidim atzomos that about the tashir kazayis. Whereas the Rambam says over there mefurish that when you eat this tipper to hurry b'chayel, you're chayev even when there's no kazayis at all. If you left the oif to l'achamisa, then says the Rambam you'll be chayev when you have boso gidim atzomos. That's mamash neged the sugya. The Lech Mishnah leads off the Tzorach in Godel on this Rambam. The Gemara continues and brings the Braisa, not al tzipor she'en boi kezayis v'ocholoi, Rebbe Poiteh v'Rebeloza v'Reb Shimon Mechayev. And the Gemara explains that the Cherish of Machloikis is whether we say Behema b'chayel le'ivorim o'medes, that Rebbe holds that the Is of Eivim Menachai is only when you're toilish the Eivim from the Behema. But so long as the Behema is alive and the Eivorim are part of the Behema, there's no din of Eivim Menachai. But Rashi's Medayik over here, that it's mashma that only when you're trying to be mechayev over here, when it's aboy kazayis, that's when Rebbe's poiter. Mashma, if you would have kazayis, then you'd be mechayev. Says Rashi, the reason why you'd be mechayev, you have a kazayis, can't be als evim and achayev, because behem mechayev or alav levarim medes. Says Rashi, you'll be chayev, midin bosom min achayev. That means that Tosis is Madaik and Rashi, that even though we have a machloikus of behemah b'chayah lab leivarmi medes, but Rashi seems to be saying that even according to Rebbe that there's no isav eivim minachai, but you will have a isav basar minachai. Explains the Malcheshes in Chelak Aleph Simchov Gimel Anaf Aleph. The Rashi says there's a chilek between the isav eivim minachai and basar minachai. Eivim minachai, Rebbe understands, you're only over when you have an Eva which was Pirish from the Behema which is Chai. That's the Is of Eva Menachai. And therefore, if you hold Behema Vachaya or Lav Levar Mimedes, there's no Shem Eva. There's no way we can see that there's already an Eva which has been Pirish, which has left the Behema which is Chai. Then there's no longer an Issa. Mashiach can have a Bos Menachai. It's not about the Bos which was Pirish Menachai. Bos Menachai means Yochai on any Bosor which has Chias, which is alive, which is part of Behemah Chaya, and therefore even if you hold Behemah Chaya Lam Levarmi Medes, but the Bosso is still Bosso Chai, and since it's Bosso Chai, that's why you'll be over. And with this, the Malcheshes suggests to answer Tosis Kasha. Tosis asks to Rashi, that according to Rashi, the Rashi holds, that even if you hold Behemah Chaya Lam Levarmi Medes, but you're still over in Bosso Chai, so how is it that the Gemara later on, and the Gemara Madalef, the Gemara talks about a case when you have a treifa, and the Gemara says that if you hold behem b'chayel lav levarmi medes, so you'll have an issa of treifa. Asks Tosfos that according to Rashi, you should have an issa of basar minachai as well, because Rashi seems to say that lekula alma you're over on basar minachai. So that's the Malcheshes. But now that we've said that pshat in Tosfos, pshat in Rashi, why he holds you're over on basar minachai is because he holds that basa minachai isn't about basa a pirish minachai, rather any basa which is part of, which has within it chiyus, yo'iva, says the Malcheshes, maybe that's only by a behema which is not a treifa. Mashi'enkin, by a behema which is a treifa, there, since really the behema is lacking chiyus, so too the basa a pirish basa won't be considered basa minachai. And he brings the Tosfos in Zvochim, that's Tamach Vom on the base, where Rabbi Nechaim says that Bosor HaPurish Min HaTreifa has a din of Nevela. Explains the Malcheshes, that would go very good with this Rashi, because since the Issa of Bosor Min HaChai must be Bosor which has Chias, therefore the minute Behemah is a Treifa, you're lacking in that Chias, and that's why it has a din of Nevela. And that's why the Gemara Kuf Gimel with Tosfos asks, when we're just talking about Treifa, then we can't be Mechai of Bosor Min HaChai, because since the Behemah is a Treifa, therefore the Bosor just perish from that, doesn't the Bosor of that treifa is not considered basar minachai, because the treifa itself has a din of chsar chius, and if the basar Rabbi Nechaim says will have a din of an avela. That's just Rashi, that even if you hold behem b'chaya lav levar mimedes, but you will be chayev on basar. Tosfos has the exact opposite shita, and he says that even according to the Adam who holds behem b'chaya is levar mimedes, and therefore you'd be chayev as levar minachai, but the basar l'kula alma you're only over after it's perish. Mamash the opposite of Rashi. Rashi says even if you hold behem b'chaya lav levar mimedes, the halacha is you'll still be chayev on the basar. But Tosfos holds even if you hold behem b'chaya levar mimedes and you're over levar minachai, you won't be over on the basar. So explains the tzlach. The pshat in Tosfos is because the Gemara continues over here and says there's two different psukim for the isav Eivim Menachai and Bosom Menachai. This Eivim Menachai is Lo Yisoich Alah Nefesh Ima Bosom, whereas the Issa of Bosom Menachai is from Bosom Basad the Treifa Lo Yisoich Heilu. Said the Tzlach that the Issa of Eivim Menachai is Lo Yisoich Alah Nefesh Ima Bosom. There's an Issa to eat Eivim Menachai, and if you hold Behem B'chaya Leivar Mimedes, so it's considered you're eating Eivim Menachai. Whereas the Issa of Bosom Menachai, since we learned from the pasuk of Bosor Basode Treifa Loisichelu, and Rashi and Tosfos both explain that since it says Bosor Basode, from the word Basode we understand this means that it's no longer in the right place. It's Perash Mim Koimoi. That's where we learn, that's how we learn out from this pasuk that it's talking about Bosom Menachai. It says Mitzlach, if so, that's surely only Shayach after it's left. It's Mokoim. It's Mokim is the Behema, and it's Perish from its Mokim. But so long as it's part of the Behema, even if we say Behema B'chaya Leivar Mimedes, But we won't say the boss is considered shleimim koimoi. And that's why, that's pshat in the Ri in Tosfos, who holds that lekula alma, the bosom in achai will only be after its pirush. This head of the tzlach, about this only going contra b'yochanan, who says that the makor of bosom in achai is from bosom of the treifa. But according to Rish Lakish, who says that both Bosom and Achai and Eivim and Achai are both Nichlal and the Issa of Leisich and Nefesh Mabosah, this Hezber, of course, won't work. The Gemara in Pesachim Daf Chof Beis brings a memory from Rabbi Avohu that says that whenever we find in the Torah Lo Yoichal, even though it says Achila, this means both an Issa Achila and an Issa Hanor. And the Sugi over there goes along and brings many, many kashas when we find Issa Achila is only Achila. One of the kashas the Gemara asks of them, Chof Gimel Amud Beis, is from Eiv Menachai, where there we find the pasuk says, Lo Yisoychal HaNefesh Ma'Basa. And therefore, according to the Klal of Rabbi Avohu, one should say that this means both an Issa Achila and an Issa Hanor. And nevertheless, the Gemara brings a brisa which says that Eiv Menachai, you're allowed to go along and give Liklovim. In other words, it's Mutav Hanor. That's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's got Terence. Asks Rikveiga like this. But now, Gemara, we have a machlokes over here whether behemah mechayel leivarem oimedes or lav leivarem oimedes. Says the Rikveiga, according to the Maradoma that holds behemah mechayel leivarem oimedes. Imagine if we would apply a revol to that, then we would say that since every behemah mechayel already has evim anachai, just like these evarim also ba'achila, they have a contra revol, they're also ba'hano, and if so, there'd be an issa. Hano mechayim in every behemah. Says Rabbi Kveger, avada that can be, could we find many, many psukim in the Torah, lo yisachrosh b'shor v'chamor yachtov, which is evidently saying, you can't do harisha with the shor together with the chamor, but a shor on its own, you can do. So you have a gzeres hakos over here, that it's mutav hano. The same goes for the Torah says, that you can't do harisha with the shor on Shabbos. And you can't be like sachsim shabbatisha. Many psukim would clearly indicate that it's mutter b'hanor mechayim. If so, says Rabbi Kveger, avada according to the Maldomah holds behemah mechayel le'eivarim memedes, there's surely many gzeres akosos that show you that it's mutter b'hanor. And if so, asks Rabbi Kveger, how can the Gemara ask a kashya from a brisa which says it's mutter b'hanor? Maybe that brisa is going to Maldomah behemah mechayel. Le'ivarim emedes, who as we just now said, according to him, all these psukim of le'sachim sheva disho, le'sachim sheva chamar yachtov, are a clear gzeres akosov that it's mutanah b'chayim. But mashenka, according to the Maldoma, behem b'chayim lav le'ivarim emedes, but there, according to him, there's no issa anyway b'chayim, it's only le'acha, the eva's perish, then we don't have these psukim, in which case, the kasha b'vol comes back, then maybe shetaka be osu b'hanah. So the Chasam Sofer answers and says that we find later on in the Gemara over here that even according to the Maldom of Hoz, Behema, Bechayel, Leivar, Memedes, but if you add Machshova only to eat the Eivarim and Achamisa, then even he's Moida that the Issa of Eivim and Achai is only Chal after the Eivarim are perished from the Behema. If so, says the Chasam Sofer, all these psukim that Bekvega brought, which he was Mechiach from them, that the man d'omah holds behema b'chayel leivar mimedes, then the behema is mutu b'hanoa mechayim. Says the Chasam Sofer, maybe all these psukim are talking about when you had machshava not to be mishtamash leivar mechayim. In which case, l'kula alma, there's no issa evi menachayim mechayim, and therefore there won't be an issa hanoa. And therefore there's no raya b'chalal for this gzeris hakosav which Rabbi Kveger says, because l'oilam eim elecha, that even according to Mahamadomah, it's also Bahano Mechaim. I, these psukim, which are Mavul, it's Mutavano, these psukim we're talking about when you had Machshava, which is the normal Machshava, of course, because normal people don't use the Ivarim Mechaim, and therefore you had the regular Machshava, that you only did Mishtamash the Ivarim, and Achamisa, and therefore there's no Isaiv Menachaim Mechaim. Since there's no Isaiv Menachaim Mechaim, that's why it's Mutavano Mechaim. Shkoyach Koltu.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.